A group of 13 universities from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have come together to form the University Climate Change Coalition, or UC3. They'll use resources and research to help advance climate change goals, not just on campus, but for businesses, cities, and states.
ASU is part of this new coalition, and we're joined now by Betsy Cantwell, Vice President for Research Development at ASU's Office of Knowledge Enterprise Development. Betsy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what can universities do maybe that other entities can't in this area?
So there are really three things that we're looking at in the early stages of this coalition. One, of course, is that we all do large amounts of research into everything from how climate is changing to ways that climate change can be mitigated. And we also all partner with our region. So if you look at a UCLA, they have projects that they do jointly with the city of Los Angeles. We at ASU have a number of projects and programs that we do jointly with Maricopa County and with the city of Phoenix around mitigating things like nighttime heat index or air pollution. The universities in New York do a lot of projects within the state of New York. So each of us already works with our regions on looking at their climate challenges. We all feel very strongly that when we come together, we can exchange information, have our researchers share with one another, look at the technical and scientific approaches that we're taking for our regions, and actually learn a lot about how to solve each other's regional challenges, that we can speed up the effect that we have with our regional partners, with our city partners, and do more. And that was really the driver for bringing us together in this coalition in the first place.
Well, Betsy, there's been a lot talked about it, as you no doubt know, about how cities are starting to take the lead on some of these climate issues, especially as the U.S. is looking to maybe withdraw from the Paris Accords. Is this the kind of thing where you think that universities can help the cities meet their goals? You guys have the research, you have the expertise, and maybe you can help the policymakers meet their policy goals?
So we definitely all believe that. I want to underscore that one of the other things that all of us do, we're all large universities, is we deliver the workforce that has the capacity to become city employees and work in regional companies and also help to solve these problems. So it's a larger effect than just the research that we do. And it's clear cities are the pointy end of the spear in terms of how climate change affects our citizens and what specific problems need to be addressed in that region. By partnering with local universities and now through this UC3 coalition, being able to partner with universities in other parts of the country, we really do think that we can move faster to mitigations and solutions to some of these challenges associated with increased CO2 in the atmosphere.
Can you give us some examples of projects that are already in the works that you think that universities can help with? I wonder if you think that connecting the people who do the research and that workforce, like you mentioned, with the people who make the policies who can affect change is the bridge you're trying to connect here.
Yes, and I want to add, in addition to policymakers and researchers, the other sort of third leg of the stool is actually corporations, because there are huge benefits to many corporations, and we find this outreach from corporations into the UC3 coalition happening all the time, because they're interested. They take a strategic look at long-term profit, for instance, long-term impacts of climate changes in their various locations and on their bottom line. And so we all work together often on what can we do in a decade? What can we do in 20 years? How do we take technology, for instance, that's being developed in removing CO2 from the atmosphere? How do the land-grant universities and the agricultural universities look at how land uptake of CO2 can be enhanced? So there are many different ways that universities at the research level are studying how CO2 gets removed. Businesses are interested in what happens with that as a resource. How do we get in the game of turning that into something that has economic value? And policymakers are critical in enhancing the ability for all of us to think about what's the economy look like when we get to a place where we are finding solutions to the carbon problem by removing CO2 from the atmosphere, turning it into economically viable products, and having the tax and other kinds of incentives in order to do that.
All right, that's Betsy Cantwell, Vice President for Research Development at ASU's Office of Knowledge Enterprise Development. Betsy, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.